Recovering from a suicide attempt can be challenging in many ways. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yosef Sokol, clinical assistant professor at the School of Health Sciences at Truro University, explores a new way to treat those who are struggling.
Our research is focused on improving how clinicians can help people who have survived an attempted suicide recover from that experience. So often, we approach this recovery with the goal of reducing symptoms and suicidal thoughts. We often think of recovery as binary, either you're cured or you're not. Instead, we want to apply the personal recovery model to suicide survivors. This model focuses more on rediscovering a sense of meaning and purpose, strengthening relationships, and developing new coping skills. Even if suicidal thoughts or other symptoms persist, the personal recovery model is a nonlinear journey that is different for each survivor. After doing an analysis of recovery research, we identified three distinct stages of recovery. The first is pre-contemplation. In this stage, individuals don't see recovery as possible. They may feel trapped in an overwhelming situation. During this phase, an individual may not be open to encouragement to fix or change themselves. It can be more helpful for a clinician to use motivational interviews and information to plant the seeds of potential change. The next phase is contemplation. There's growing awareness of the possibility of recovery and change. Individuals get glimpses of their meaningfulness to others. During this phase, clinicians should encourage individuals to share thoughts and feelings about recovery. The third stage, active growth, is when change happens. Little by little, people develop new coping skills, strengthen their relationships, and rediscover a sense of meaning and purpose. Promoting talk about change and action-oriented strategies can help individuals progress on their healing journey. This last stage becomes the foundation for their unique life worth living. We want people to know that recovery is a process and it looks different for everyone, but it is absolutely possible to find meaning and hope again.
That was Yosef Sokol of Truro University School of Health Sciences. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.